started discussing the final kasher of the Taptosis on Daf Lamed. So I'd like to go over some of what we discussed yesterday and then to add to the most of the whole of it. What's the kasher of Tosis? Miu Taima, the Perikol Shoah, the Tanya and Yotzi, the Matzah, the Tevah, the Dorish, the Mekor, the Tevah, the Mishum, Mitzvah, Baba, there. The Ka'ochli Yisur, the Nofiki, the Matzah. Frag Tosis, the Gemara in Psochim seems to learn that you can't be yotze the mitzvah achilas matzah on the Lel HaSeder with matzah shel tevel because of a pasuk. The Mishnah says in Psochim on Daf Lamed, hey, that you can't be yotze with matzah shel tevel. That's a halacha psuk. The question is why. Tosfos says from the Gemara in Psochim, it's mashma that it's a pasuk. It's a drasha. So he says, what do you need the drasha for? Tevel klei, it's a mitzvah of avera. You're doing an avera by eating the tevel. So of course you can't be yotze the mitzvah. The fact that he's doing it through an avera, that should pasul the mitzvah. After all, that's what the Gemara says right here in Sukkot Daf Lamed. Right? The Gemara says that a lulav gozel and yom tov sheni is possible for the mitzvah because of mitzvah ba'aver. So says Tosfos, so that principle should be enough to passel matzah tevel. Why do we need a possible? So we started to say last time that it could be that the kash of Tosfos doesn't even begin. Because Tosfos seems to be assuming that the reason why you can't be yotzei with matzah shel tevel is because of a pasuk. He says, don't bother me, it's doch a gemara. The question is it really a gemara? Does the gemara say that the real mocker that you can't be yotzei with matzah shel tevel is a pasuk? So what gemara? Who gemara? What's Tosfos? It's a tough read. It's a big shakar of Hanukkah. So let's take it slow. Let's look at the gemara again. We sort of ran through it yesterday, but let's take it a bit more slowly to figure out the shakar of Hanukkah. Tana Rabbanan. Mara says at the bottom of Lamed Hayamid Beis, Yochol Yotzi Yadim Dechavosu B'Tevel Shlo Nitkan. I would have a Havamina, maybe you should be able to be Yotzi Matzah Mitzvah with Tevel that was not Nitkan, that you weren't Mafresh Shemus Samaisis from. So, Frank the Gemara, Kol Tevel Nami Holo Nitkan. Tevel is not Nitkan, by definition. What do you mean? A Tevel that's low Nitkan. Tevel that wasn't fixed up. Of course, Tevel means you weren't Mafresh. Ella B'Tevel Shlo Nitkan Kol Tzorkom. Shenitla mimenot shema gedola, v'lo nitla mimenot shema smais, maister isha, v'lo nitla v'lo maister sheni, afila maister ani. How do you know you can't be yotzi with matzah shel tevel, even if it wasn't nitkan called sarka? It was nitkan a little bit, you mafish a little bit, you weren't mafish everything. Meaning tevel with anything that wasn't if you left off one of the matonis, you can't be yotzi with that matzah. Minayin talad lomar, lo sochal olav chametz, mishi yisum mishim bal tochal olav chametz, yotze zeh, pshen yisum mishim bal tochal chametz, lo mishim bal tochal tevel. Mara says, "Lo sochal olav chametz shivas yom and tochal olav matzos lechem oni." The pasuk in Parashas Re'eh connects chametz to matzah. So the Tana of the Braisa darshins that the only item that you can be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with is lo sochal olav chametz. It's misha yeshna bebal tochal chametz. If you have the potential to make chametz out of this item and you make matzah out of it instead, so then you can be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with that item. But if you have no potential to violate the Yisr of Chametz with this item, so there's no Shaykhis for Matzah. That's the Bryce. It's a fact, the Gemara, V'Yisur the Chametz Lehechan Ozla. V'Yisur the Chametz Lehechan Ozla. What? Misha Yeshna Mishim Bal Tochal Chametz, Yotze Zeh, She Yeshna Mishim Bal Tochal Tevel, Na Mishim Bal Tochal Chametz. Matzah Shel Tevel, there's an Yisr Tevel Na Chametz. Where's the Yisr Chametz? It's still Chametz. Amar Rav Sheshes, Amani Rav Shimini. The Amar Ein Yisr Chal Al Yisr. Rav Sheshes says, you know who the Tana of the Bryce is? Rav Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that ain't a sechalalisa. Reb Shimon holds that ain't a sechalalisa. Everyone holds that ain't a sechalalisa. It's like a matubna. Reb Shimon holds that ain't a sechalalisa. Even the koilil. That's the whole vort. Tanya, Reb Shimon omer ha'ochel nevela biyom akipur in potter. Reb Shimon says, what's the din if on Yom Kippur not only do you eat but you eat nevela? So he says you didn't do the right thing, but you're potter. Potter from what? From Machatas, Yom Kippur, right? Because the Issa Yom HaKippur, as Rashi says, is not chal on the Issa Nevela, right? The Chaticha is Asur already midin Issa Nevela. So the Issa Yom Kippur is not going to be chal on Nevela. But why? Why not? Yom Kippur is an Issa Achila on everything in the world, not just Nevela, but even things that are not Nevela, even things that are mutar b'Achila. So let's say that the Issa should be chal on Issa, the Issa Yom Kippur should be chal on the Issa Nevela, the Koilo, right? The Koilo. It's the classical example of an Issa Koilo. You have an Issa, the Issa Yom Kippur,
applies to what? It applies to Nevela, and it applies to Dvar Mutarim. So if you have a chayfetz, you have this issa nevela. Chatichas nevela, yeah? So on the chatichas nevela, you have an issa nevela. Let the issa Yom HaKippurim be chal b'koilel on the chatichas nevela, because the issa Yom HaKippurim is an issa that applies not only to the chatichas nevela, but to Dvar Mamutarim as well. So b'koilel, me'acha that it's chal on the Dvar Mamutarim, should be chal on the nevela as well. Reb Shimon would hold what? Reb Shimon says, no, that issa, that ain't issa chal issa even b'koilel. So he says that the issa Yom HaKippurim is not going to be chal on nevela, because ain't issa chal issa. It's already also based in the veil. That's it. So it's a chiddush. He holds that any sechalisa even v'koyla. So Zokter of Sheshes, the tan of the brisa is Reb Shimon, who holds that any sechalisa even v'koyla, and that's why matzah shel tevel does not have any sechalis. Matzah shel tevel is mamish the same case, right? You have what? You have an issa tevel, and you have an issa chalis. There's a chaticha shel tevel. So the issa tevel is chal on the chaticha shel tevel. Is the issa chametz chal? So there's a chaticha shel tevel in the world. And there are dvarim mamutarim in the world. Comes Pesach, and the issa chametz is chal on the dvarim mutarim. So if you hold the issa chal issa b'koilel, then the issa chametz will be chal on this chaticha shel tevel, because the koilel that it's chal on the dvar hamutar and be chal on the issa tevel as well, on the chaticha shel tevel as well. Right? Reb Shimon holds that in issa chal issa b'koilel, but the chachamim say that issa chal issa b'koilel. So Akiv Sheishes, the brisa that says that the reason why it can't be yotzei matzah shel tevel is because mishiyeshno b'bal tochal chametz yotza ze shiyeshno. The Baal Shem Tevel, it sounds like this Cheftza, this Chaticha Shel Tevel, only has an Isser of what? Only an Isser Tevel. Who's that going like? Reb Shimon, who says that ain't Isser Chalal in this case. Even though it's Kolel, ain't Isser Chalal Isser, there's only an Isser Tevel, there's no Isser Chalal. That's the first sheet of the question.
So then why, according to Reb Shimon, can you not have Matzah from Tevel? I'm just missing my point.
Reb Shimon holds Sheishes says, "Ein yotzei matzah shel tevel." Ein iser chametz chal al chatichas tevel. Ein iser chametz chal al chatichas tevel. Right, so if he denies this a kolel, so then he says that even here where it is kolel, Chami says kolel dvarim hamutarim, this is not going to be chal. The chaticha shel tevel is already also b'issa tevel, so it's a chal issa. If it's a chal issa, then it can't be matzah. There's no potential for chal. Again, it's not chametz. You made it into matzah. Keep in mind, you didn't. But the potential. Mishiyeshnu mishum bal tochal chametz. Is there the potential for chametz? If you didn't make it into matzah, Reb Shimon says there's no potential for chametz because then it's a halal iser, even in this case where it's kolel. So that's why it can't be yotzei matzah shel tevel, because the iser chametz has no potential to be chal. Yeah.
Is the pasuk talking about stam iser? It's talking about just reality. Meaning, it turns into chametz. Meaning, if you it has a status of chametz. No, it's just by eating it, you're not over the iser. So the pasuk is just saying you have to have the ability to be over the
Isser. Isser chametz, yeah, right. Not physical. Yeah, Isser chametz. It is chametz, but chametz without an Isser. That's a good question. That's a good kasha for the cafeteria. Right? If you're on the line in the cafeteria, you should ask someone, give me a case of something that's chametz and there's no Isser chametz. Of course, you know the simple answer to that. After Pesach. If you make it after, not if it was over. If you make it after, you make chametz now, it's chametz, but there's no Isser chametz. Okay, fine. But on Pesach, right, is there a case of chametz without an issa chametz? Yeah, chametz shel tevel, according to Reb Shimon. Extra credit.
Maybe. Ravina Amara, Afilu Taima Rabbanu. Ravina says, no, even according to the Chachamim. Can also be. The Tana could be going according to the Chachamim. How? But the Rabbanan hold that Issachal Issabakoil. So if Issachal Issabakoil, then there is the potential for Chametz over here. Issachametz can be Chal and Issatevel. What's the problem? No. Misha Yisur Mishim Baltochal Chametz Bilvad. Yon Tzazesh, Shein Yisur Mishim Baltochal Chametz Bilvad, Elav Mishim Baltochal Tevel. Ravina says, no, the Chachamim will reinterpret the Drasha. Drasha is not Misha Yeshem Mishim Baltochal Chametz. Add a word to the Drasha. The only chefta that you can be yotzei mitzvah matzah with is if there's the potential for the isra chametz to be chal on this chefta, and that will be the only isra on this chefta. But if there's another isra on the chefta, that's not mishiyash no mishim baltoch chametz. Mishiyash no mishim baltoch chametz means there's a potential for an isra chametz to be chal, and that will be the exclusive isra on this item. So the Chacham say that's not going to be the case by Matzah Shel Tevel, because there already is an Issa Tevel on this object. And Issa Chalal Isser, Bekoilel, even if the Issa Chametz will be Chal, the Issa Tevel is still there. Right? The Chiddush is that even though there's an Issa Tevel, Issa Chametz can still be Chal, but the point is, according to the Chachamim, both are going to be Chal. So both are going to be Chal, that's not Mishiyesh and Mishum Baal Toch HaChametz Bilvad. Right? It's not Yesh and Mishum Baal Toch HaChametz Bilvad. It's not going to have only one Issa. It's not only going to have an Issa Chametz. There will always be an Issa Tevel there. Until you're misakin it, but there always will be an Issa Tevel there. So the Chachamim will say, that what? That you can't be Yotzi with Matzah Shel Tevel. Because the rule is, Mishiyesh no Mishim Baal Toch HaChametz Bavad. The only Matzah that you can be Yotzi with is not Matzah that has the potential for an Issa Chametz to be Chal. It's Matzah that has the potential for an Issa Chametz to be Chal, and only the Issa Chametz is going to be there, no other Issa. I mean, you hear, it's quite a creative learning of the drush. But the problem is what? Ravina is forced against the wall. Why? Because we pass like the Chachamim, so he's trying to figure out, how can I be Mamed the Brisa even like the Chachamim? So he says there's a new way of learning the drush. It's not Mishiyesh no Mishum Baal Toch HaChametz, but rather Mishiyesh no Mishum Baal Toch HaChametz Bilvad. That the Chefta has to have the potential to be Aser B'Issa HaChametz, but only Aser B'Issa HaChametz, not another Issim. But Tevel's always Aser B'Issa Tevel. So therefore, it's not Bechal the Drosha. That's why you can't be Yotzei with Matzah Shel Tevel. In fact, the Gemara, we're not finished. Midi Bilvad Ksiv. Don't say Bilvad in the Braisa. Don't say Bilvad in the Drosha. You're trying to create new things here. It's not there. Ela Machvarta Kid Rav Sheshes. You see, Ravina's answer is not a good answer. The Maskon of the Gemara is what? That who's the Tana of this Braisa? Rav Shimon. Not the Chacham. Ravina suggested another pshat that maybe it could go like the Chachamim, and the Gemara rejected that pshat. Bipshuta. That's the chor what the Gemara is saying. So peddling back to Taisis. Taisis, Akasha, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that you can't be Yotzei with Matzah Shel Tevel? What pasuk is that? Tishiyesh no Mishim Baal Toch HaChametz, Yotzei Zeh, She'ein no Mishim Baal Toch HaChametz, Del Mishim Baal Toch HaTevel. Why do I need a pasuk? Comes the Meiri and points out that Taisa's kasha is not such a good kasha at first glance. Because if we paskin like the Chachamim, the Reb Shimon, then what's the real reason why you can't be Yotzei with Matzah Shel Tevel? Not the pasuk. Ravina learnt up the pasuk in a way that it could go like the Chachamim as well, but the Gemara rejected that pshat in the pasuk. So what's the real reason you can't be Yotzei with Matzah Shel Tevel? Maybe you'd say that the Chachamim hold you can be Yotzei with the Matzah Shel Tevel. You can't say that. Why? No. Maybe you'd say that the Chachamim hold that you can be Yotzei with Matzah Shel Tevel. The Mishnah says you can't be Yotzei with Matzah Shel Tevel. The point of departure is the Mishnah. Mishnah Psachim and Lamed Hei says you can't be Yotzei with Matzah Shel Tevel. The question is why? So, but the Gemara rejects Ravina's pshat within the Chachamim. That drasha Mishiyesh no Mishim Baal Toch HaChametz Bilvad. It's a knapa drosha, right? It doesn't say bilvad. So it doesn't say bilvad, so then why taka can't you be yotzei with matzah shel tevel according to the Chachamim? So the pasuk pshat is the Chachamim say it's an issa v'aveira, and that's why you can't be yotzei. So at first glance, from the maskana of the Gemara, the way that we paskin like the Chachamim, the Kosis Kasha doesn't begin. Because the holding is a svar, it's not a pasuk. Reb Shimon holds that it's a pasuk, but the Chachamim wouldn't hold it's a pasuk because the drosha doesn't follow the Chachamim. According to the Maskon of the Gemara, Achvar the Kid of Rav Sheshes. In Achanami, the Ran himself says that why aren't you Yotzei Matzah Shel Tevel? Because it's a mitzvah over there. So the Ran works out beautifully according to the Maskon of the Gemara. That the drasha is not like the Chachamim, but we paskin like the Chachamim, so it must be, it's a mitzvah of Bavet, it's a svar why you can't be Yotzei Matzah Shel Tevel. So the whole Kash of Tosis is built on his assumption that somehow we have not rejected the pasuk, the drasha, according to the Chachamim. Even though that's not the simple pshat in the Gemara of Sochem. That's what the Meiri says, that we haven't rejected the drasha of the Chachamim. The Gemara is just saying that l'shevach hasugyas, it's not the best pshat in the drasha. Machmarta kidur of sheish is the better pshat in the drasha. Is the simple pshat mishiyesh no mishem b'toch al chametz. Not b'chot al chametz b'vad. You can have multiple isurim here. Yotzezeh shiyesh no mishem b'toch al tevel. Right? It's dafka matzah shel tevel. The Shimon holds that you can't be yotzeh with matzah shel tevel because this chametz not gonna be chal b'chalal. But if it would be chal, it just won't be the only is. That's not a problem, right? So l'shevach hasug is the Gemara didn't think that Ravina's drasha is a good drasha, but l'mais, so we have to accept it because we paskin like the Chachamim. So Tosis says, since l'mais we have to accept the drasha, so my kasha still is there. Why do you need the drasha? Typically, it's an itzvah of aveira, and it's obvious that you can't be yotzei matzah shel tevel. Okay, that's the give and take. A little bit slower than how we presented it yesterday. But that's the give and take. Is the maskona, Ravina's maskona, does that stay? Does it not stay? Do we use the drasha of the Chacham? No, we use the drasha of the Chacham because we passed by the Chacham. So the Ran says we don't use the drasha. Taizis and Sukkah is assuming that we do use the drasha, like the Meiri and Psachim. And that's why he asked the Kasha, why don't you need the drasha? Nishiyeshnim b'val toch al chametz, yotzazeh she'eno b'val toch al chametz bilvad. Right, yeah, the Milvan. Why don't need the drasha type of glaze? And it's up above there, and that's why you can't be out to the Matzah Shel Tevel. Okay, yeah, questions.
Does that mean, like, the Ran is only mitzvah over here, like, Tosos? Because according to the Rambam, you can't really say.
Right, that's what you'd have to say. That's what they would say. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Is it true that Macharat usually means that it can be rejected? Then it's normal throughout Shas. Because meaning Tosos has to stand and say they only half rejected, meaning it's just not as clear, and therefore we can still hold up the
comment. I hear you. Machvarta, we normally assume Machvarta means it's white. Chiver, it's white. It means clear, it goes the other way. The Meiri is saying it's not so clear. What am I going to tell you? It's the Meiri. So we just pointed out yesterday that the Rav wanted to suggest, and he said the Chaim Shlomo preceded him in this, that the whole kash of Tosfos is built on Tosfos l'shitasa, that they say mitzvah b'avera means that whenever the avera enables the mitzvah, it passes the mitzvah. That's why he assumes that matzah shel tevel, since the avera enables the mitzvah, the isra tevel is going to enable the kiyum mitzvah of matzah, so that's why it should be a problem. But if you take the Rambam, Reb Chaim's approach, the mitzvah b'avera means that you can't do a ma'isa mitzvah with a chetzah shel avera, so ken zayin, one could suggest that matzah shel tevel is not a chefza shel avera. Matzah shel tevel is not a chefza shel avera, even though it's a chefza shel isim. It's macholas asuras, but it's not a chefza shel avera, because chefza shel avera is a very technical term. It means that through an avera that someone did with the object, dinim have been chal in this object. New dinim. Like, if someone steals a chefet, so they're a kinyanik zela, there's a chiv ashava, there's a chiv onsim in the object. There's certain halachas that have been chal in this object. Asherah. If you violate the Isser Avodah Zarah, so now the object is Asa B'Hanoah, there are dinim that are chal in this object. But Tevel, have dinim been chal in this object? It's Asa. But has someone done something that created dinim to be chal in the object? No. So one could say that's not called a Chefza Shel Avera. I mean, it's a Chiddush, but that's what he's saying. Maybe it's not a Chefza Shel Avera because nothing new has been chal in the object. It's a Chefza Shel Isser, but it's not a chefza shel avera, because chefza shel avera means it's a dover mos. That means something was done in this object that made it mos. It might be osa to eat, but it hasn't become more mos than it was. Right? It's a chefza shel isa, but it's not a chefza shel avera, so therefore the din of mitzvah of avera shouldn't be told. So as Gedalia is pointing out, if the Ran says that you can't be osa matzah shel tevel because of mitzvah of avera, so he must be learning like Tosfos. Is that really true? You'd think he's learning like Tosfos. And you'd think he's learning like Tosfos. The mitzvah of Aver means if the Aver enables the mitzvah, then it passes the mitzvah. I mean, Gedalia, he could be learning like the Rambam. It's just he holds that a chefza shel isa could be called a chefza shel avera. It's also Moses, but okay. But you could say that the Ran is learning like Tosfos, that as long as the avera enables the mitzvah, that's called a mitzvah above avera. And somehow he's not bothered with Tosfos kasha, though. Right? You have to say he's not bothered with Tosfos kasha. What he says, what Tosfos says, why do you need the drasha? Tabulates a mitzvah above avera. Right. The Ran learns that we're not using the drasha, right? He rejects the maskana. He follows the maskana of the Gemara in Pesachim. So he taka holds. It's you can't be yotzei matzah shel Torah because of mitzvah of avera. And he's learning like Tosfos that if the avera enables the mitzvah, then that's it. But Tosfos is blinded by the Gemara. He says the Gemara says it's a drasha. So that's why he's bothered with the kash. Okay. But if you hold like the Rambam, then that's a possible answer for Tosfos kash. What other answers could there be for Tosfos Kash? Okay, what other answers could there be? Here comes the Ramban. In Sochem, and he suggests a few answers. Now, a few answers that he suggests, well, we know. We've seen these many, many times. You know, you could have thought of these yourself. We mentioned some of them yesterday. What does he say? The answer that the Ramban really likes at the end is what? What does the Ramban say? Hanochon be'enai. What does he say? Ikar shenirali shemitzav avaver psula derabbanon hi. But Tosfos on Daftes. I mean, that's the simple answer. If the psul mitzav avaver is a din derabbanon, so obviously you need a drasha to tell me that it's a psul deraisa. I mean, that's the easy answer. It's the easy answer. Tosfos doesn't want to give that answer because he holds that it's deraisa over here. But that's the Ramban's answer. That's the answer that he likes. What does he say before that? So before that, he quotes the Bali Tosfos in the third paragraph in the second column there on page 3. He quotes the Bali Tosfos. Shuv matzasi v'tosfos she'amru de'ein b'shar ha'mitzvos she'mitzvah b'avera ela b'karbon v'lulav she'mahalalin bo. Karbon v'lulav she'mahalalin bo. Interesting. He mentions the halal, right? Ritzoy. It's the dvarim sharitza. That's the Bali Tosfos that the Ritva quotes. If the din of mitzvah b'aver is only by dvarim shoritzu, so then it's limited to karban, to lulav, maybe to shofar, but not to matzah. Matzah is not a davar shoritzu. The haggadah, what you say, haggadah of a matzah, you say the halal of a matzah, now it's a davar shoritzu. Whoa. You say that lechem onim is lechem she'onim la dvarim harbei, that you say Haggadah and Hallel, so maybe it is a Davar Shemahalalin Bo. I don't know. Okay. Obviously, the Ramban is not learning like that. The Ramban learned like the Rabbeinu Hananel in the Rambam that we had before Pesach, that Lechem Oni means Lechem Shonim Lo Dvorim, that you say Matzazu Shonim Ochen, and you're not saying the Hallel over it. So then it's not a Davar Shel Hillel, not Davar Shel Ritzui. So then, according to the Bali Tosfos, the Dinah Mitzvah Avaver would not apply. I never thought that this issue would. You know, it was related to that child that were connected to. But l'chora, they are somewhat connected. Okay, these are the two obvious answers that the Ramban gives. That are the mitzvah of Averes of Psul Rabbanan, or that it only applies to Dvarim Sharitzui, and that's why it's not going to apply to Matzah. But smack in the middle, the Ramban offers a third approach. What does he say? Yesh li l'taretz, she'en b'tevel din mitzvah of Averes, mitnei she'biyodol l'sake. Why is there no mitzvah above Averes by tevel? Because biyodol l'sake. What's he saying? Since you can be Masaka in the Tevel, you can be Mafrish, Chumas and Maisis from the Tevel, it's not a mitzvah of Avera. Biyadol L'Sakin. Chor, the Ramban is saying the old Vart. Right? The Ramban is saying that if something is a mitzvah of Avera because the Avera enables the mitzvah, like Tosfos. Right? So that's only if I don't have options, Gedalia, right? That was your, right? If I don't have options. But if I have options, then the Aveir is not enabling the mitzvah because I have a way out. It's the Chor, what the Ramban is saying. It's so fascinating. The Kash of Tosfos is really fascinating because Tosfos themselves said that mitzvah of Aveir is that the Aveir enables the mitzvah.
and yet they're so troubled with matzah shel tevel. L'chora, the simple answer to Taisa's kasha is just look earlier at what you said. Right? If mitzvah b'aver only applies when the aver enables the mitzvah, so let Taisa say that here, since they have an option to be misaka in the tevel, so the avera didn't enable the mitzvah because I have a way out. Why didn't Tosis give that answer? Shver. Apparently, Tosis is assuming, even though I have a way out, but ultimately, if I ate the matzah shel tevel, ba'odo tevel, so the cheftza, the way it is now, without being mesukan, I don't have any other way of getting to it. I don't have any other way of using it as a matzah. As opposed to lulav. Right, we said lulav hagazol, you can get it through she'ela. It's not the same chavtza, right? It's the lulav shel chaveru, so I can take it through gzela, or I can get it through she'ela. It's the same chavtza. Tevel, in its current state, without being misak in it, the only way to get to it is by eating it. So that's what Tosfos said. The avera really enables the mitzvah. There's no other way. There's no other way to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah without violating the Issa Tevel. So the Aver really is enabling the mitzvah. The Ramban says, you don't look at the Chayfetz Kishu Achshav, Kemoshu Achshav. Look at what you can do with the Chayfetz. Is there a way out? Is there an option out? Well, here there is. Biyado L'Saken. You can take away the Issa. The Ramban says, it's not a mitzvah of Aver, because the Aver is not enabling the mitzvah if I have other options. It's the Chor, what the Ramban is saying to answer Taisa's question. Questions? Come to the Shagasari.
Why is returning Zila not a Takana?
For what? But if I return it, then I can't be Yotzi with it. Meaning, if I'm Misaka in the Tevel, then I can eat the object and I'll be Yotzi the Mitzvah Matzah. If I return the Lulav, then. What do we have? So we have an answer according to the Rambam. Yom Mitzvah Babaver Zedin and Chefza Shalavera, maybe that's the answer. Right? The Ran rejected Tosis, he says it really is possible because of Mitzvah B'Aver. Then we have the Ramban, three answers, that either Mitzvah B'Aver is only Adin the Rabbanan, or it's only by Dvarim Sharitzah, or B'Yad Olasaken, so therefore it's not a Mitzvah B'Aver because the Aver is not enabling the Mitzvah. Comes to Shagasari and he has one final answer to Tosis. Shagasari asks a fundamental question. He says, you know, we have two principles in Shas. We have a din of mitzvah b'aver, and we have a din that asay is dochel lo sase. Now, if you think about it for a moment, if each one of these two principles relates to the same basic concepts, you have an asay, you have a lo sase. The question is, which one is gover? Which one beats out the other? The din of mitzvah b'aver sounds like that if the aver enables the mitzvah, the aver apostles the mitzvah and prevents you from being mekayim the mitzvah. Asay dochel lo sase sounds like the exact opposite. That you have an assay, you're going to do an assay. Bidocha the los assay to mekayim the assay. The Torah says, do it. Do the assay. Bidocha the los assay. And everything is great. So what's going on? These mama, it's a steer of the Neir Bay. Right? Isn't this a steer of two concepts? When do I say one? When do I say the other? It's a good kasha. What's the answer? One word. Comes a Shagazayan and says, what's the answer? Be'idna. Sounds like that. Tifa Vart. Be'idna, what does be'idna mean? At the same time. The question is, if the essay and the lav are coming at the same time, if the kiyum asay and the zechiyah of the lav, are they coming simultaneously? If it's be'idna, if the two things are the same, come at the same time, then we say asay do chalos asay. Then we say that this action is viewed as a ma'isa mitzvah, not as a ma'isa avera, and the asay is docha the los asay, and you do it. But if the avera comes before the mitzvah, I first stole the object and then I do the ma'isa mitzvah. I steal the matzah before Pesach and then I eat the matzah on the Seder night. I steal a little before Sukkot and then I take a little of. That's a mitzvah above Avera. There we said that the Avera that occurred before prevents me from being mekayim the mitzvah. That's the word of the Shagasari. The comes the Shagasari and says, Achara Tosis kasha is not a kasha at all. What did Tosis ask? Why does the Gemara Psachim need the Psach Pasuk to explain why you can't be Yotzei Matzah with Matzah Shol Tevel? Tevel Leitzim Mitzvah Avera.
this is Be'idna. Right? You violate the Issa Teva the same time that you're being used to the Mitzvah of Matzah, so which principle should be operative? Say Dochalos Asa. So, I should be able to Mekayim the Mitzvah here. Not a Mitzvah Abba Avera. The Avera didn't occur before. It's occurring simultaneously with the Mitzvah. So the Asa should be Dochalos Asa. So why, Taka, can't you be used to Matzah Shel Teva? That's why I need the pasuk to tell me that you can't be yotzei in matzah shel teva. Because it's not the Issa Tevel is in the Chefza, but it's not in me. I am violating the Issa at the same time as the Asseh. So just because the Chefza was also the Issa Tevel from before, so what? Right? As it's relating to me, it's b'shas achila that the Issa Teva is relating to me, and then it's be'idna with the asay. So lachar it should be docha. So, why taka can't I be yotzei matzah shel teva? That's what I need the pasuk for. That's the simple answer to this. It's the shagasai. Shagasai and simit sadivav. Question.
Is the Meiri disagreeing with that?
We're going to get to the Meiri. No, he's not. No. I'll explain. The Meiri's not disagreeing with that. That's the shagasai's principle. It's a good vort. The question is, what's Taisus going to do with it? I mean, Taisus didn't know the Shagasai. He didn't know the Shagasai. But he knew the principle of the Shagasai. Right? I mean, come on. Taisus knew that Kashi. So why did Taisus think there was a Kashi over here? Right? Taisus says it should have been a Mitzvah Bavavera. Right? I should say it's possible Midin Mitzvah Bavavera. And I say Dochalosa say somehow should not apply. So the Shagas Ayi works very hard to try to understand what the Havmin of Tosis was. Yes, Akiva. Why? Just one second. I'm only violating the Issa Teva when I eat the Teva.
Hevel that has the potential to be mitakin throughout that whole time, it's nothing. It's not Hevel. It is Hevel. It's already Hevel.
Okay.
Until you mockish it. So there was something
That's what Michael said, but no, there was nothing going on for me. The cheft is also a tevel, but that's not, that aver doesn't relate to me. The aver only relates to me when I eat the matzah. It's lachar, that should be called be'idna. Compare this to Gezel. By Gezel, I entered into the situation and I violated some kind of an issa before I did the mitzvah. Here, I didn't violate any issa before doing the mitzvah. So that is be'idna, the lav and the assay come at the same time. So the assay should be done by the lav,
the lachar. The waiting process is what this is called the mitzvah habal be'avera. The fact that you were machmas by holding that tevel and not being makrishit.
There's no issa to hold tevel. There's an issa to eat tevel. There's no issa to hold tevel. You have to be makrish if you want to eat it, but there's no issa to hold tevel.
So a person could just hold out on his produce and not be over any issa.
An issa because you're not being makrish? Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's any issa not to be mafrish. I mean, it's a takola, you know, I don't know. It's best to try to be mafrish as quickly as you can so that people don't come to a takola, but there's no lav in the chumish not to be mafrish tevel, right? To hold back from being mafrish tevel. To eat tevel is the issa. So why didn't Tosfos feel that because it's be'idna that the din of mitzvah b'aver should not apply? So the Shagasai offers a number of different approaches. We'll suggest three. And we'll mention three of the Shagasai's approaches. First of all, the Shagasai invokes a Yerushalmi that Tosin Kedushin quotes. Yerushalmi asks, we know that if the Klal Yisrael passed the Yarden to Eretz Yisrael, so it says, Vayochlu me'avur ha'aretz, they ate from the new produce, from the Chodosh, after they brought the Omer. So Yerushalmi asks, why did they have to wait for the Omer to eat from the Chodosh? They could have eaten from the Chodosh for the mitzvah of matzah. Achilas matzah is a mitzvah. Issur chodosh is a los asay. So why shouldn't the asay of achilas matzah be docha the los asay of chodosh? So why does the pasuk say beferish that they waited to eat from the chodosh the tfu of Eretz Yisrael until after they brought the omer? Like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, akriv omer v'hadar ochol. They first brought the omer, the korban ha'omer, and then they ate from the chodosh. Why do they have to do that? They should have been able to eat the matzah from the chodosh because the asay of achilas matzah by erev tochlu matzahs should be docha the Isser of Chodesh. So comes the Yerushalmi and answers with a fundamental principle. There are two terutz minushana. The first answer is that in asay the kodim hadibur is not docha alos asay the la'achar hadibur. That means an asay before matan Torah, that's the dibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dibur. Right? And asay the kodim hadibur is not docha alos asay the la'achar hadibur. The asay of Barav Toch Lamatzah is in Parshas Bo. The Isra Chadosh is in Parshas Emor. The assay of matzah that's before matan Torah somehow is weaker. Somehow mitzvahs that came after Maamar HaSinai are stronger than mitzvahs that came before. That's the Yerushalmi's teretz. That an assay the kodem adibur is weaker, and it's not docha los assay to la'achar adibur. So says the Shagasai, maybe that's what Tosus was having in mind as well, like that Yerushalmi. Our Tosus, not Tosus and Kiddush. Our Tosus says, why do you need the pasuk to tell me that you can't be osay matzah mitzvah matzah shel tevel tevelaytzim mitzvah b'avera? So, frankly, Shagasai, what's his kasha? I say doch alos, I say. It's doch be'idna. Says the Shagasai, it could be that Tosus was assuming that no. I say doch alos, I say, it's not going to apply here because matzah is, and I say the kodim adibur, be'er tofu matzah. And tevel is alos, I say, the la'achar adibur. Just like chadosh is alos, I say, of after matan Torah. Tevel is also a los asay of achar matan Torah, so therefore the asay of matzah is not going to be dochah the los asay of tevel. Okay, that could be one answer for Tosfos. What's the second answer for Tosfos? Shagasai points out that the kasha shouldn't even begin. What's the onesh for eating tevel? What's the onesh for the los asay of tevel? It's just a lav, malchus? Misa b'dei shamay. Right? Isn't the onesh for eating tevel misa b'dei shamay? So tevel hatovel the truma, meaning tevel that you haven't even mafresh truma for, taka makes sense that the onesh is misa b'dei shamay, because the onesh for eating truma is misa b'dei shamay. So even though tevel is not truma, but there is like a truma in this, it makes sense that the iser of eating tevel should be misa b'dei shamay. But let's say you've been mafresh truma. Let's say you mafresh truma, you mafresh Meiser Rishon and Trumas Meiser. But let's say the only thing that you have remaining is Meiser Oni. You haven't mafresh Meiser Oni. Is that kind of Tevel Onesh B'misa B'dei Shamayim? So that's a Machlokas, the Bali Tosis, different deis than Tosis. The Tosis in Yevomis and the Pevavim and Aleph has two deis about that. So the Shagasari says that if you assume a tevel hatovel ma'aser oni is also misa b'dei shamayim, so then there is no kasha against Tosus over here. What did we ask? So how can Tosus say that if you eat matzah shel tevel it's a mitzvah b'avera? It shouldn't be a mitzvah b'avera since it's be'idna. We should say asay docha los asay. Say docha los asay. Asay is not docha los asay sheyesh bo kares or los asay sheyesh bo misa b'dei shamayim. So if tevel is yesh bo misa b'dei shamayim, then you can't say that the asay is docha los asay. So the simple answer, right? Simple answer, that tevel is an issa sheyesh bo misa b'dei shamayim, so the din of asay docha los asay is not going to apply to tevel. Oh, but the Shagasai says, but there's room for pilpul there, because it could be that if it's tevel ma'aser oni, if it's only tevel ma'aser oni, then there is no misa b'dei shamayim. Right? And the fact is, when the Mishnah says you can't be yotzei matzah shel tevel, it means any tevel. And even if you've already been mafrish trumas and maisers from it, you're just missing maiser oni, you also can't be yotzi with that tevel. Even though there is no chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. Right? If there's no chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim, then taka the kasha of Tosis would not begin. And so there's room for pilbo, but on the other hand, you could say there's a possibility that tevel is a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. So asay docha los asay would not apply in that case because you can't be docha los asay sheish ba misa b'dei shamayim with the misa asay. So maybe that's taka why Tosfos felt that asay docha los asay would not apply in this context. Hey, that's answer number two. Nochamo, the Shagasai is trying to explain Tosfos, right? Tosfos says that asay docha los asay does not apply. That, yes, it should be a mitzvah b'avei. So why not? Why is the asay not going to be docha l'la? So we say either that the asay of matzah is kodem adibur, the los asay of tevel is achar adibur. Or the los asay of tevel is misa b'dei shamayim. It's a los asay chomer, so the asay is not going to be dochet. Finally, the Shagasai suggests that maybe Tosfos holds that here, asay docha los asay is not going to apply. You know why?
What's the famous limitation on this klal? When do we say that the assay is not el chalos assay? If it's efshar, efshar l'chaim shnei. If there's a way that you can be mekayim the assay without being docha the los assay, so then you have to do that. You have to be mekayim shnei. The Shlokish's famous principle. Yeah. So says the Shagas Aryeh, is this matzah shel tevel efshar l'chaim shnei? So he wants to suggest maybe it's efshar l'chaim shnei, meaning the mitzvah of matzah is efshar l'chaim shnei and b'matzah shel heter, not with this tevel, but with a different matzah. There is matzah shel heter in the world. You could make a matzah shel heter in the world. So maybe Tosis felt that's called efshar l'chaim shnei, chiddush. But he says maybe Tosis felt that it's efshar l'chaim shnei because the mitzvah of matzah is efshar l'chaim shneim with another matzah in the world, with a matzah shel heter. And that's why Tosfos says that the assay of matzah is not going to be docha the lav of tevel. That's why Tosfos says it's kasha, that it's a mitzvah of aver. Assay docha losa is not going to apply over here. That's why he asked the kasha, it's a mitzvah of avera, and he left it at tzarech yir. Okay, three different approaches the Shagas Aryeh offers, right? That either assay docha losa cannot apply over here because I say the Kodam Adibah is not Docha Losei Blach Adibah. Or the Losei say of Tevel is more Chomer because it's Misa Bidei Shemayim. Or it's Efshel Chaim Shnayim because the mitzvah of Matzah is Efshel Chaim with Matzah Shel Heter. Not with this Matzah, but with another Matzah Shel Heter. So the Asay can't be Docha the Lav if it's Efshel Chaim Shnayim. Yes? Oh, even Be'idna, the Asay can't be Docha the Lav if it's Efshel Chaim Shnayim. If I say docha losa, say it doesn't apply, so it's blab the mitzvah of aver, remains a mitzvah of aver. The only point is if it is be'idna, so then the assay does have a karach to be docha the lav, but only if that principle applies. But if for some reason the assay doesn't have a karach to be docha the lav, like if it's too weak, if it's kodem adibur, or if the lav is too strong, it's yeshua mishav yeshamayim, or if the assay is too weak because it's efshel l'chaim shnei, so then it's not docha the lav, so it remains a mitzvah b'aver, and then it's a problem. Yes?
Isn't the third one not really answering the question? Because there are times in which you get shalakam shayim, and you already undo, and then you can't do a frasha, and then you go back to saying that it's
salsi docha losa. You can't do a frasha that's an issa the rabbanim, in a Torah though you can. It's right to be mafresh on it, even on Yom Tov. No. Right? So then the rabbanim that you're not allowed to misak in Trimusim, you're not allowed to misak in Tevon, but you know. In the Torah, it's Shaykh. Okay. Questions? Let's go weiter to the next part of this. Zog the Gemara. Itmar. Amar Reb Ami. Yovish posim and eshein hodav. Gozel posim ishim nahavale mitzvah babaver. Upliga the Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni Amar Shmuel. Lo shanu el biyam tefrishin al biyam tefsheni mitoch sheyotzi b'shol yotzi nami b'gozla. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni quotes from Shmuel that what that you could be yotze b'lulu v'gozla on yom tefsheni. Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that you can't be yotze b'yom tefsheni. It's a mitzvah of avera. Apparently Shmuel argues. Shmuel argues and says that you can be yotze b'yom tov sheni with a lulav gozel. Mitoch sheyotze b'shol yotze nami b'gozel. Yeah. So most of Rav Nachman by Yitzhak, lulav gozel v'yavish posel. The Mishnah says lulav gozel v'yavish posel. What's it talking about? A shol kosher. It sounds like a lulav gozel is posel, but lulav shol is kosher. Amas. Ilem b'yom tov rishon aksiv lachem yishel lachem. B'hai lav didei. Elalav b'yom tov sheni. Uktoni gozel posel. Lulav HaGozel VaYavish is posel, but Shol is kosher. So what are we talking about? If it's Yom Tov Rishon, so then Shol has to be posel. It couldn't be talking about Yom Tov Rishon. Must be talking about Yom Tov Sheni, when Shol is kosher, and yet Lulav HaGozel is still posel. Amarava, la'olam b'Yom Tov Rishon, v'lomi bar kamer, lomi bar Shol, l'avdi dehu, avogozelim astam gzele yush, b'aylamu k'didei dami, kamash malam. Talk to Rava, no, really, the Mishnah is talking about Yom Tov Rishon. V'lomi bar kamer. Doesn't mention Shaul, but it's a chiddush. I would think that Shaul is lavdi day. That's why you can. Chamo, let me buy Shaul lavdi day. Who Right. Shol on Yom Tov is not lochem, so you certainly can't be yotze. But I think zela lulav agazel is lochem. Lulav agazel is lochem. It's someone else's. No, I'd say stam zela yush bailim ninu. And once there's yush, once the bailim give up hope, they say vayle lechisar and kiss. Woe is to this loss of money. There's nothing I can do. So then you think that the gazlan is koinen. He can be yotze with that lulav kamash malon. Okay, so there's a give and take in the Gemara. What is the Mishnah talking about? It's talking Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. That's the Gemara. So it comes out from the Gemara, there's a Machlokas HaMaran, right? Is there a P'sul of Mitzvah B'Avera by Lulav HaGozel B'Yom Tov Sheni? Rabbi Yochanan says yes, and Shmuel says no. And Shmuel says, Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni Amar Shmuel, that B'Yom Tov Sheni, Mitoch Sheyotzi B'Shol Yotzi Nami B'Gozel. The question is, how to understand Shmuel? What, the whole din of Mitzvah B'Avera just fell by the wayside? How can he say that Lulav HaGozel is kosher b'yom tov sheni? Isn't it a mitzvah b'aver? So Tosfos says, Mitosh yotze b'shol yotze b'gozel, hocha davka shehu midrabbanan, lochay yesh ha-mitzvah b'aver. What is Shmuel saying? Shmuel doesn't deny the din of mitzvah b'aver completely. He says that here, Lulav on yom tov sheni is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So Shmuel holds that mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply by a mitzvah d'rabbanan. That's his chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan says that mitzvah b'aver applies even to a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and Shmuel argues on that nekuda. It says that by a mitzvah the rabbanan, the psula mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply. Why not? Sisvitar. Well, what's Taisus saying? Just like a couple of... Now, if you get through the previous Taisus, which we're going to spend more time on, we're going to pedal back. That's the big Taisus. Right, the time and the read, that's so much here. But when you get back past that big Taisus, so, you know, you're staggering into the sunset, so Baruch Hashem, Taisus gives you a short course of art. Gives you an easy var to turn the page, right? It's not so easy, because if you think about what Tosfos is saying, it's really a pella. What's he saying? The psula mitzvah b'aver applies only to a mitzvah d'araisa, to a mitzvah d'rabbanan. What's he talking about? So the Shai V'Sarye suggests that maybe Tosfos is related to something else that we talked about. That is, what's the nature of the psul in general? What's the din of mitzvah b'aver? Is it a psul d'araisa, a psul d'rabbanan? So the Shai V'Sarye wants to say, in Simon Tzadites, Shagasai says that if the din of mitzvah b'aver is a din d'araisa, so then there really is no room for chiluk. Why should I distinguish between a mitzvah d'rabbanan and a mitzvah d'araisa? If it's a psul d'araisa, right? If I learn v'aveisim gozel v'esavizeh v'esachol, if that teaches me, that's megala, there's a din d'araisa, that if you do the mitzvah through the aver, passes the mitzvah, so then that should apply to mitzvahs d'araisa and to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Called the tikkun rabbanan ken d'araisa tikkun. If Chazal are masakin a mitzvah d'rabbanan, then they should say that the rule of mitzvah b'aver should apply to their mitzvahs too, not just the mitzvahs d'araisa. Zokta Shagasai, what Tosfos must be assuming is that Shmuel's understanding that the psul of mitzvah b'aver is only a psul d'rabbanan. It's a psul d'rabbanan. Sahim amru v'ahim amru. Chazal say that in their own mitzvahs, they're not going to apply that psul. That psul will apply, the special psul of mitzvah b'avera, the psul d'rabbanan will apply to mitzvahs d'araisa, but not to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So that's the special dispensation for mitzvahs d'rabbanan that the psul of mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply. That's the chor which Shmuel is saying. Rabbi Yochanan, who learned that mitzvah b'avera does apply to lulav hagozel b'yom tov sheni, what's he assuming? He's assuming that the psula mitzvah b'aver can even apply to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Right? That's the machlokas hamaran. Can mitzvah b'aver apply to mitzvahs d'rabbanan? Rabbi Yochanan says yes. And maybe he's even assuming, works out well with Tosfos, he's assuming that mitzvah b'aver is a psul d'araisa. He says a psul d'araisa can even apply to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. And Shmuel argues, he says that mitzvah b'aver is a psul d'rabbanan. So he says, by the rabbanan, it's not going to apply, because heimam v'heimam chazal amikl, by their own mitzvahs, that the psula mitzvah b'aver is not going to apply. Okay, this is the Shagasai's understanding of Tosfos. Questions?
Isn't that kind of backwards, that we're going to be, almost like we're being more Mekel on the Lotasai?
Look at this. The Chazal on Mekel in their own mitzvahs.
To allow an Avera.
Yeah, because if mitzvah b'aver is only a psul d'rabbanan, so Chazal could say, since they're in control, so they'll say we only put that psul on very important mitzvahs. We do understand our mitzvahs are not on the same level as their ISIS, so we're not going to apply that psul to our mitzvahs.
So, Misfar, it makes more sense to say that I could be yotze with a Megillah that's stolen, or a Hanukkah that's stolen, than I could be with a Lulav that's stolen. Lulav is in the Torah, Chazal would try to create any loophole possible for us to be yotze. But near Hanukkah, which is only Durabanan, we should say oh, it's more mekel than the mitzvah d'oraisa, so we won't allow the aveira to happen.
It's more mekel, we won't allow the aveira to happen?
Well,
if the person does the mitzvah through the aveira, Chazal are going to say, okay, it's not the best thing in the world, but for all mitzvahs, the rabbanan, that's okay. As he's saying, if the mitzvah is not on a high level, so then the chacham are willing to be more mekel.
To
accept more. The Aveira is happening anyway. The question is, do you have a Kiyum Mitzvah through the Aveira?
Right.
The Aveira is going to happen either way.
My point is that I would.
Do you invalidate the Mitzvah through the Aveira?
Right. I would sooner think that. From my understanding, it would make more sense to invalidate a Mitzvah
d'Rabbanan. To invalidate a Mitzvah
d'Rabbanan?
Why?
Because
the Mitzvah d'Oraisa is on a higher level. It's more Chomer. It requires more. Should require more. So that's what the Chachamim are saying. A mitzvah b'aver is not a beautiful mitzvah. It's not a great mitzvah. So because it's a mitzvah that we don't want to accept, but mitzvahs d'oraisa, we're not going to accept it. But mitzvahs d'rabbanan, and all mitzvahs are not on the same level. So even if it's b'aver, it's okay. Yeah.
There's two questions. One is on the lines
of
what Sam's saying. The first answer I saw from the Ramban was that mitzvah b'aver is only d'rabbanan. So, and that would even be for the first sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishun Rabbi Yochai. So that's the Chum saying that.
The Rabban is clearly not learning like the Taisvis, right?
Right.
So Taisvis is saying there's a machlokas amarayim whether the psula mitzvah b'aver applies to mitzvahs d'rabbanan or not. So according to the Shagasai, what comes out is that the real machlokas amarayim is that the mitzvah b'aver is a psul d'oraisa or a psul d'rabbanan. If it's a psul d'oraisa, then it applies across the board, even to mitzvahs d'rabbanan.
Right, the Rabban saying that even for the first Amora,
right,
it's still going to be, it's going to operate even with Rabbanan.
Right. Taisis on Daf Teh. If okay, Taisis on Daf Teh and Daf Lam we have to put together, right? But yes, the Ramban who will say that the Psula Mitzvah B'Avera, Lididan, according to many, we pass in like the first day, right? The Mitzvah B'Avera does apply to Yom Tosheni. So you would have to say that even if it's a Psula Rabbanan, the soul still applies, right? 100%, right? You have to argue with this lumbus.
And just one more thing.
Yeah.
And how is Shmuel going to read the Mishnah now? Where's this puzzle? So, Yavish is puzzle for all 7 days, but Guzzel is the only puzzle on the first day.
Lulav HaGuzzel VeHayavish.
Like the same puzzle is being shared by both of them.
Right.
They just split it out there.
Yavish is pasul for all 7 days, and Guzzel
is only on the first day.
Is Yavish pasul for all 7 days? Didn't we have Machlokas Rishon about that? It could be that he'll say that Yavish. I mean, if the Mishnah is talking about Yom Tov, the Gemara there says, but maybe Shmuel is not beholden to that Gemara, right? Right? Who says that he's beholden to that? Didn't we say that within the Rambam? The Rambam felt that all the psulim don't apply to the din of lakachta. The psulim apply to the din of lakachta. They don't even apply to the din of smachta. Right? So we were troubled. How's the Rambam going to learn the Gemara? So he said he holds that that's the Havni of the Gemara, but that's not the Maskana of the Gemara. So Shmuel's not beholden to the Havni of the Gemara. He's an Amora too. So he wouldn't be beholden to. He could say that even though.
Where did the Gemara say that Yavish is only plus on the first day? So at least according to Tosos, it applies all 7 days.
Right. Well, the Gemara said that it applies all 7 days. So Tosos is working off the Gemara. But Shmuel doesn't have to work off that Gemara. Shmuel is his own person.
But isn't Shmuel only talking about... He's only saying Gezel is just kosher past day one. He's not saying Gezel is kosher day 2 through 7. He's saying
Gezel... Tosh Yotzi B'Shol Yotzi Nami B'Gezel.
Same thing. So, but in terms of Yavish, he's also... I didn't hear him say anything about Yavish.
Mm-hmm. Right? He doesn't say anything about Yavish. As it sounds like he would feel that Yavish is really Pasuk Kol Shiva. I mean, you could answer that Shmuel holds kaposik v'toni. I mean, kaposik v'toni, it's different. You know, even though the Mishnah doesn't distinguish, but lulav hagozel is really only possible yom tefishin, and yavish is possible kol shiva. And that's what you could say. That's perhaps what Shmuel says. That even though from the Mishnah it sounds like lo shno yom tefishin, lo shno yom tefsheni, Shmuel will distinguish between yavish and gozel. Right? That's a good point. This is Tosis, this is Pshat and Shmuel, right? That the Psula Mitzvah Babaver doesn't apply to Mitzvahs Derabonan. The Shagasai explains that he holds that it's only a Psul Derabonan, Sahimam over Heimram, and they were makel by Mitzvahs Derabonan. What's the problem with this Pshat? There has to be another Pshat in the Sugi. Why? Four kashas, not one, not two, not four kashas. First of all, what's the kasha of the Gemara? Lo Shna B'Yam Tefishan, Lo Shna B'Yam Tefsheini. You know, what's the Gemara focusing on? We had a machlokes rishonim, right? Where the loshna b'yom tefishin and loshna b'yom tefsheni is talking about yom tefsheni derabbanan zechel mikdash, or it's talking about usmachtem. Right? Tosfos said avada in the din of lokachtem and the din of smachtem. Avada there's a din of yovesh and there's a din of lochem. It all applies to the deraisa. Then we have distinctions. So the whole Shakla V'Tayr of the Gemara was talking by the Rabbanis. It's talking by the Rabbanis. Rabbi Yochanan comes around and says that okay, you're asking a kasha that by Zeichel HaMikdash we don't find any distinction between by Zeichel HaMikdash there should be no reason why Gozel should be a problem. So he says, no, Mitzvah B'Baver is going to be a problem. So according to Tosis, I can understand Shmuel. We're talking the Yom Tov Sheni. We're talking in the Zeichel HaMikdash. We're talking about a Derabbanan. And Shmuel says that by that Derabbanan, by Yom Tov Sheni, when we say Yom Tov Sheni, right? By Yom Tov Sheni, mitoch shiyotzu b'shul, yotzi nami begozol, that means in the Zeichel HaMikdash, mitoch shiyotzu b'shul, yotzi nami begozol. It's all about Derabbanans. But according to the Ramban, how does the Gemara read? Ramban was reading the whole Gemara not to be talking about Zeichel HaMikdash. Ramban said, if you recall, Ramban says Lo Shnoi Yom Tefrishin, Lo Shnoi Yom Tefsheni. That means Lo Shnoi in the din of Ulekachtem, or in the din of Usmachtem, B'Mikdash Kol Shiva. So Bishlama Hadar, you need Kol Shiva, but Lachem is only necessary in the din of Ulekachtem, but in the din of Usmachtem, in the Mikdash, right? There's no need to have Lachem. The Ramban was learning that this is all on a Daraisa level. It's all on Lulav Daraisa. We're not talking Zeichel HaMikdash in this sugya. Not talking Zeichel HaMikdash in this sugya. And Mitzvah B'Baver, according to Ramban, is explaining why Lulav HaGozel is possible for what? For the din of Usmachtem in the Mikdash. Not for the din of Zeichel HaMikdash. That's the shock of the Tyre in the Gemara, according to the Ramban. He says we don't talk about the Zeichel HaMikdash until much later in the parak. Remember, we had a long discussion about this before Yom Tov. So then what's Shmuel going on? He's going on the din of usmachtem. He's not going on the mitzvah derabbanan. So what's Tosfos talking about? Shmuel's not talking about the mitzvah derabbanan. The whole shock of the time of the Gemara, according to the Ramban, is not about the mitzvah derabbanan. It's about usmachtem, which is a mitzvah daraisa. So Shmuel holds that mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply to the din of usmachtem in the mikdash. It's doch a mitzvah daraisa. Why shouldn't it apply? Why shouldn't it apply? You hit a kasha. According to Tosfos, the Shach of the Tarva Gemara is talking about the mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash. So mitzvah of Bavar is in Zeichel HaMikdash, and Shmuel argues. So I hear Tosfos. But within the Ramban, you have to learn Shmuel differently, because the Ramban holds the whole Shach of the Tarva of the Gemara is on the din d'arais of Usmachtem in the Mikdash. That Lochem doesn't apply to the din of Usmachtem in the Mikdash, because it says, Ulakachtem Lochem Bayom Harishon. In the din lakicha, even begvulin, that everyone has to take the lulav on the first day. So there's a din of lachem, but in the din of usmachtem there is no din of lachem. So why is lulav hagozel possible in the din of usmachtem? Talk to Gemara mitzvah b'aver. That's talking about a din daraisa. Right. So Shmuel's coming around now and arguing according to the Gemara. So what's he arguing on? He's saying that even by the din of usmachtem, right? By the din of usmachtem, there's no mitzvah b'aver here. Right? By the din of usmachtem, there's no mitzvah b'aver. But the din of usmachtem is a din daraisa. If it didn't arise, so why should the psula mitzvah haba baver not apply? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, what's this mitoch shiyotze v'shol yotze na'atabah? What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, beyond the shame, the psula mitzvah haba baver doesn't apply. Mitoch shiyotze v'shol yotze na'atabah. What's the mitoch? Because you can be yotze v'shol, you can be yotze v'gazel. According to Tosfos, it has nothing to do with mitoch shiyotze v'shol. Why does Shmuel say that the din of mitzvah of aver doesn't apply to yom tov sheni according to Tosfos? Why? Because lulo of the yom tov sheni is the rabbana, exactly. So mitzvah of aver doesn't apply by mitzvah. It's not because you can be yotzei b'shol, because mitzvah of aver doesn't apply to a mitzvah rabbana. So what's mitoch she yotzei b'shol yotzei na'am b'gazel? What's the lashon of Shmuel? What does it mean? So maybe it doesn't mean mitoch, since you can be yotze b'shol, you can be yotze b'gazel. It just means that just like you can be yotze b'shol, you can be yotze b'gazel. But even that shver, what just like you can be yotze b'shol, you can be yotze b'gazel, okay, it's not because you can be yotze b'shol, but it's just like, just making a comparison, but what's the connection? Why does he have to mention shol? What does he have to mention shol for? Shmuel should say, you can be yotze b'lulav ha'gazel, b'yom tov sheni, period. What's the connection to shol? And finally, how can Taisa say that Shmuel says that by mitzvahs derabbanan, the din of mitzvah of aver doesn't apply? It's stuck against the brisa that Tosfos quoted earlier. It's a brisa. When? Bava Kama. Brisa in Bava Kama says, Harisha gozal sva shalchitim et tochana v'afor b'vish menachala ein te mevarech el mena eis. If you make a brocha on the hafrosh as chala, brichas ha-mitzvah, on the tvua that's gozel that you made into chala, it's a mitzvah above aveira. Now you tell me what kind of mitzvah is that. Chala might be a mitzvah deraisa, but we're talking about the brocha of hafrashas chala, the brocha, the brichas ha-mitzvah, that's a mitzvah derabbanan. So isn't it mefurish and tanoim that mitzvah above aveira applies to mitzvahs derabbanan? What's Taisa saying? But Taisa says pshat in Shmuel that mitzvah above aveira doesn't apply to lulav ha-gozel the yom sheni is because it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. The Braisa says beferish that even on a birchas hamitzvah, the psula mitzvah of aver applies. So how can he say that by mitzvah derabbanan, mitzvah of aver doesn't apply? Four kashas. Right. First of all, according to the Ramban's learning of the Gemara, that we're not talking about zeich lemigdash, we're talking about a smachta, we're talking about a din daraisa, and on that Shmuel says that mitzvah haba aver doesn't apply to usmachtem. So how can you say that? The reason why mitzvah of aver doesn't apply is because of the din derabbanan. He's talking about a smachta, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, not the zeichel lemigdash. Secondly, what's the mitoch shiyotze b'shol yotze na'am b'gazel? Why is one dependent on the other? And even if you say it's just a similarity, who cares about the similarity? Why mention shol at all? And finally, how can Taisa suggest, according to any amora, that mitzvah of aver doesn't apply to mitzvah d'rabbanan? It's not against the b'raisa in Bava Kama. B'raisa in Bava Kama says that it applies even to birchas ha-mitzvahs, which are d'rabbanan. So Taisa's pshat in Shmuel is very, very difficult. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, lulei divrei Tosfos, I would have said a different pshat in Shmuel. Lulei divrei Tosfos, he's afraid, the Pnei Yeshua is afraid. But he says, lulei divrei Tosfos, I would have said a different pshat. A pshat that we can relate to, because we've seen something similar. Talk to Pnei Yeshua, what's pshat in Shmuel? Why is lulav ha-gozel kosher b'yom tov sheni? Mitoch shiyotze b'shol yotze na'am ha-gozel. What's the key word here? Gedalia. Options. Paris Yosef, same idea. It's up to Pnei Yeshua. It's all a function of whether you have options. Nochamo. Mitzvah above aver means that if the avera enables the mitzvah, so then it passes the mitzvah. But that's only if I have no other option. So the mitzvah came through the avera. Zogt Shmuel on Yom Tov Sheni mitoch shiyotze b'shol yotze na'am v'gozel. On Yom Tov Rishon, since you need lachem, you can't be yotze b'shol. But on Yom Tov Sheni, you don't need lachem. So if on Yom Tov Sheni you don't need lachem, and shol is kosher, then gozel's oichet kosher. Gozel's also kosher. Ah, it's a mitzvah of avera. No, it's not baba avera. The avera doesn't enable the mitzvah because you have options. Gedalia's options. Once you have options, so then there's no psul. That's what Shmuel is saying. So it's amish glat. Once you have the option on Yom Tov Sheni to use a lulav that shol, so you can be yotze begozel also. And you can be yotze begozel also. The din of mitzvah of aver doesn't apply because now you have options. You can be yotze b'shol. can be yotze b'shul. How does that answer the kasha about chala? That Shmuel is obviously assuming what? That the mitzvah of aver only applies if you don't have any options. So he must be assuming that chala, taking the chala, I have another option. What, shol? What shol? If I want to be mafresh chalas, I'm going to make an is out of it. So that's not shol anymore. Shol means I'm borrowing something, I'm going to return it. Lulav shol means I take the lulav, I can return it. But once I change the object, there is no shol. That's gozel. You finish the process. There's a full gzela here. That's not shol. I can't be mafresh chala, and it still remains shol. That's mitzvah above there. But lulav shol, I could borrow it. I don't have to. You could give it to me b'she'ela. My chala, it can't give me b'she'ela. I can't borrow something and then change it. That's not she'ela. But a lulav shol, I can borrow the lulav. So because I can borrow the lulav, it's not a mitzvah of aver, because the aver doesn't enable the mitzvah since I have another option. So that lechora, that could be what Shmuel is saying.